Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, March 31st, 2023. I'm Rich Strappolino. IGN reported Thursday afternoon that the Entertainment Software Association canceled this year's E3, which was set to be the first in-person E3 since 2019. IGN said the ESA sent out an email to members saying that the 2023 version of E3 simply did not garner the sustained interest necessary to execute it in a way that would showcase the size, strength, and impact of our industry. When asked if the event would return next year, ESA President and CEO Stanley Pierre-Louis said, "We're committed to providing an industry platform for marketing and convening, but we want to make sure we find the right balance that meets the needs of the industry." In an interview with the New York Times' Hard Fork podcast, Google CEO Sundar Pichai said the company would upgrade its Bard chatbot to use its Palm large language model over the next week. At launch, Bard used a lightweight and efficient version of its Lambda model. Pichai said the new model is more capable, better at reasoning, coding, and answering math questions. Italy's Data Protection Authority opened an investigation into whether OpenAI unlawfully processed Italian citizens' data, as well as a lack of controls for allowing minors to access its systems, like ChatGPT. It ordered OpenAI to temporarily stop processing all Italian user data. OpenAI has 20 days to respond to this order. Audible confirmed it began conducting limited testing on inserting ads into audiobooks, podcasts, and original content. Right now, the test offers ad-supported access to a limited set of titles for non-paying members. Audible says a maximum of 8 ads will play within a 24-hour period. Twitter launched Verified Organizations globally, which lets verified organizations vetted by Twitter designate verification badges to affiliated accounts. This costs $1,000 a month plus $50 for each affiliate account. BuzzFeed News reports that several news organizations won't pay for the feature, including the New York Times, Washington Post, the Los Angeles Times, Politico, Insider, and BuzzFeed itself, or allow journalists to expense an individual Twitter Blue subscription. Semaphore will allow reporters to expense Twitter Blue, and CNN and others are still weighing the decision. According to a regulatory filing with the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission, Virgin Orbit, a subsidiary of Virgin Group aimed at launching small satellites, will cease operations immediately and lay off 675 employees, about 85% of its staff. CEO Dan Hart informed staff, "We've not been able to secure the funding to provide a clear path for this company." Since 2020, Virgin Orbit carried out 6 missions to launch 2-stage rockets from a converted Boeing 747. 4 missions were successful. In June 2022, the Chinese automotive company Geely acquired the smartphone maker Meizu. Now, Meizu has announced its first phone since that acquisition with its Meizu 20 lineup. All offer 2023 Android flagship specs. The standard 20 offers a 144Hz OLED screen, with the Meizu 20 Pro and 20 Infinity offering larger LTPO OLEDs with variable refresh rates up to 120Hz, and the Infinity offers slimmer bezels. The Meizu 20 starts at 2,999 yuan, that's about $436. The 20 Pro starts at 3,999 yuan, and the Infinity at 6,299 yuan. The company also announced Flame Auto, an in-car operating system. It offers a desktop with customizable widgets, supports multiple windowed apps on the screen at once, and can sync with a mobile phone, doing things like displaying video content from a phone on a car's screen during a video call, or syncing media playback when you leave the vehicle. Huawei reported it grew revenue 0.9% in 2022 to 642.3 billion yuan, that's about 93.5 billion US dollars, stabilizing after a 28% drop in 2021. But its net profit saw a record annual decline, down 69% to 35.6 billion yuan. The company says its Harmony OS was installed on 330 million devices at the end of 2022, up 113% on the year, even as revenue from its consumer business fell 11% on the year. The browser company launched an iOS version of its Arc browser. Rather than trying to be a standalone browser, it focuses on syncing the sidebar spaces from the desktop version of the app. The app requires an Arc account to access it, which still requires an invite. And finally, Google Photos began rolling out a new movie editor to Chrome OS. The app includes preset themes for movies that automatically select clips from videos, includes a soundtrack tool, and other basic editing functions. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show, dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.